And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, April 5th edition. Hope you guys had a fun week on the diamond here. Lots of good action. Small day on Thursday, so nothing to really talk about there. But we got a seven-game main slate for you on Friday. There's some earlier day game action as some home openers for others. Seven-game main slate starts at 6:40 p.m. Eastern time, a little earlier than usual. Weather should be interesting as it's been rainy and windy. If you're playing day game with Coors Field, that should be a fun one. Heavy, heavy winds blowing out in that one. But we're here to talk seven-game main slate. So let's talk the totals on this main slate. Mets-Reds, total of 9 in Great American Small Park. Phillies-Nationals, 8.5. D-backs-Braves, 8.5. White Sox-Royals, 8.5. Astros-Rangers, 9.5. Thank you. Thank you, Cody Bradford. Seattle-Milwaukee, 7 pitchers duel. And then Red Sox-Angels, 8.5. So it should be a fun one out there. Let's get cracking on the pitching on this slate. Spencer Strider's $11,000 at home against Arizona. Totally a great spot. Strider was much more enticing versus the White Sox. Still good versus Arizona. Arizona is striking out less than 20% of the time versus righties to start the season, but a pretty much average offense other than that. Strider's a beast. If you want to pay up, totally cool with it. I think I'll be passing on the price tag, but if you're playing multiple lineups, make sure you have at least one share of Spencer Strider. Now, if you get a little cheaper on this slate, like Logan Gilbert's there at 96, but my favorite pitcher, if you're paying up, it's Freddie Peralta at $9,300. Freddie looked great in his first start. 6 innings, 1 earned, 8 strikeouts. He had a lot of solo home run in that game against the New York Mets. Looked very, very good. And now he gets to face a Seattle Mariners team that is struggling out the gates. Small sample size, but a 32, almost 33% K rate versus righties to start the season. Hitting a .196 with an 83 WRC plus and a .090 ISO versus righties. They have struggled a ton. It should get better. They have a better offense than that, but right now it is not. Freddie Peralta at 93 is a great payup spot in this one. On the flip side, Aaron Nola coming off a horrific outing against the Washington Nationals in Washington. Nola went 4 1/3, allowed 7 runs and 3 Ks versus the Braves in his debut. Now he takes on the Nats. If you want to be a little contrarian off of probably popular Freddie Peralta, you get a Nats team with a 24% K rate, .298 average, .220 ISO, though, and a .130 WRC+. They have good numbers versus righties. This is why the small sample is tough. A few of those games were in Great American Small Park. That helped out quite a bit. Still, not a horrific offense, but not one I'm running from, so Nola could be a little contrarian. Brady Singer is one of the trickier ones for me. I'm a big Brady Singer fan. If you listen to Bubba and the Bloom, listen to Bench with Bubba, very optimistic on Brady Singer to start the season here. Coming off a gem against Minnesota, 7 shutout with 10 Ks, absolutely outstanding stuff. He mixed his pitch mix up. He added a third pitch. All these things we've been clamoring for with Brady Singer. And now he gets the Chicago White Sox, another thing we love to see. 23.5% K rate, .204 average, .157 ISO, .87 WRC plus versus righties. White Sox offense is dreadful, absolutely horrible. It's a matter of can Brady Singer duplicate what he just did. I think at $8,700, highly worth the look. Cutter Crawford at 84, like him quite a bit as well. Angels offense, nothing to get too scared about. Crawford, 6 innings, 1 earned, 7 Ks in his debut. Should be tons of upside for him as well. And then if you're going to go below the 8K range, it starts to get a little murky here, to say it nicely. A little murky. Like, I believe Griffin Canning's better than we saw in the first start. So if you want to take a 7K chance on that, you can. It is Boston, so buyer beware. Very, you know, hit-and-miss offense. They are striking out nearly 26% of the time versus righties to start the season. But they're hitting .294. They have a .098 ISO and an 84 WRC+. So Boston has struggled a lot versus right-handed pitching out the gate. So a guy like Griffin Canyon, if he can maybe figure it out a bit, that would be pretty interesting to see as a punt. Other than that, it's not much out there. Like, I really don't want to punt anything. So my main pitchers on the slate, if you aren't paying for Spencer Strider, which is totally fine if you want, but I love Freddie Peralta at 93, Brady Singer at 87, Cutter Crawford at 84. Those are my main three pitchers outside of Strider. Nola's an intriguing tournament play in that one, thinking a bounce back spot versus Washington. Griffin Canning would be my punt at 7K. Boston just had a rough start versus right-handed pitching. And this will be the other thing with Boston. They're starting out the year with 10 games on the road out west. They were in Oakland, Seattle, and now they're in Anaheim. So they've really just been hanging out, living out of their suitcase straight out of spring training. Like, eventually it's going to wear and tear on these boys. I know they're professional athletes. I know they got good planes and they're getting good hotels, but you know, away from home is away from home. I don't care who you are. So that can be something as well. So keep an eye on all of that. All right, let's take a look at the bats on this 7-game slate. Again, start at 6:40 p.m. Eastern time. Catcher's position for you here. Sal Perez versus Eric Fede at $4,400 is definitely a player like a Kansas City stack versus Fede. Like Philadelphia as well. JT Realmuto is 44 versus Patrick Corbin. We can attack Corbin all day long. Houston bats should be in play. You got Cody Bradford, the lefty, making the start for Texas. Yainer Diaz is $4,200, so he'd be one. So if you're paying up, you got Salvi, Realmuto, Yainer. I go Yainer, Salvi, Realmuto probably. That'd be the order if you're paying up with a position. But if you're going below 4K now, Travis d'Arnaud versus Tommy Henry at 37 is outstanding. We love Travis d'Arnaud. We love him versus lefties. Tommy Henry's not great. That's a good spot there at $3,700. Going even cheaper now into the low threes. Francisco Alvarez gets no love. I know he strikes out a lot, but he has so much power. He's $3,200 in Great American Small Park. First Hunter Green, who didn't even make it five innings, walked a lot of guys. Sure, he got a few strikeouts, but it's Great American Small Park. Francisco Alvarez at $3,200 is a phenomenal tournament play at that price point. Like, you're not paying the $4,400 we talked about earlier. You're getting a discount with a guy that can go double dong upside in Great American Small Park, pretty much the best hitter's ballpark in baseball. Francisco Alvarez at 32 is pretty, pretty sweet. Freddie Fermin's been playing a lot at catcher for Kansas City. He's 3K versus Eric Fede. I still prefer Francisco Alvarez if you're paying down here, but Fermin is not too shabby. And then in the punt department, a Connor Wong at 28. It'll probably be Reese McGuire. He's been playing a lot versus right-handed pitching. He's 25. So Reese McGuire would be my punt versus Griffin Canyon if you need it. But I wouldn't try to get cheaper than Francisco Alvarez, and I love that play at $3,200. First base on this 7-game slate for you. You got Matty Olson versus Henry at 6K. That's awesome. So is Bryce Harper at 56. Nice $400 saving. Both lefty-lefty matchups, both awesome. Harper going back to Washington. Love all the narrative streets behind that. You got Big Meat Pete the Polar Bear at $5,200. He hit the walk-off home run on Thursday. So we like that as well. So good pay-up spots with Olson, Harper, and Big Meat Pete. Going down cheaper, though, into the 4K range. Not a ton. CES, Christian Encarnacion Strand versus Quintana at 43 in Great American. Love that. I'm waiting for Christian Encarnacion Strand to blow up here any day. Like, it's coming. So $4,300 for CES is very, very nice. Abreu at 4K is interesting versus Bradford. If you're fading Brady Singer, Vaughn at 38, it's not bad either. But so far, it's the three pay-up guys, the CES for me. Let's go below 4K. Not a ton at first blush on this one. Really not a lot I'm in love with at all. Like, I'm probably paying up at first base. Now lineups will come out. I'll dictate stacks and everything and change things. But for the most part, first look, paying up at the position. CES at 43 is my cheapest guy right now. Obviously, subject to change. Second base for you here, Ozzy Albies loves a lefty. He's 55. It's a great play. So is Jose Altuve at 53. I prefer Albies over Altuve. Both are solid plays. Got Jonathan India and Great American at 45. Bryson Stott at 42. Those aren't bad. I like India more than Stott, but $300 savings isn't shabby either. Below 4K now, if you're looking at like, if you're fading Nola, Luis Garcia is 32. I can see that as an option. Bryce Terang is 3K versus Gilbert. He gets on and runs a ton. If you're just looking to punt in these scenarios, like Joey Wendell, he's been playing for the Mets. Great American Small Park, $2,600. If he gets in the lineup, that's a value per se, but not a ton of initial value. We'll have to see some lineups at these positions, but nothing jumping out at you. Third base, which you're going to need because there's not much value pitching, so that makes it fun. Third base, you got Austin Riley at 57, Devers at 54, Bregman at 48. That's a good savings from Riley at 57 to Bregman at 48. I prefer Riley still, but to save $900 is pretty sweet. Candelario's day-to-day is 44, but Mikel Garcia is only 43, leading off in the talk of the town. So that's a great price tag for Mikel Garcia at 43 against Eric Fede. That'd be one to look at. If you're fading Singer, Moncada's at 41. That's totally fine as well. Below the 4K range now. And Rendon's so bad. So bad. It's really, really bad. Luis Rengifo's 37 if he'd ever play. Ezekiel Duran at 28 is a good value going up against Hunter Brown. I like Hunter Brown, but $2,800 is a good price tag in that one. Joey Ortiz at 2,600 if he's in the lineup. That does have a little bit of legs to it. Oliver Dunn of Milwaukee's 2,100. So it's a couple of guys, like, I'm not running to play any of them. My cheapest guy would probably still be like Durant at 28 or Mankata at 41. But you have a couple options and like some other positions out there. Shortstop for you, Bobby Witt, 63. That is awesome. Trey Turner, 61, which is great as well. Ellie De La Cruz at 53 and Grant American is not too shabby. So is Lindor at 5K. Lindor's been horrible to start the season. So maybe we get some low owns play with Lindor at $5,000. Something to think about. Trevor Story's 44. CJ Abrams, 48. Like, you have a bunch of good options up here. I prefer the Bobby Witt, Trey Turner, Lindor side of things if you're paying up at the position, but obviously some really good plays. Going cheaper, though, below Story into the 3K range, not much at all. Man, this is a bleak situation. I'll say it again, though. Shamaki of Chicago, he's 2,300 bucks, swinging it really well. Good value versus Brady Singer. Like, the other day I said, oh, I like him, I wouldn't force it. Well, so far, there's not a lot of initial value on this slate, so Shamaki makes for a very good value versus Brady Singer. Outfield, Acuna is a great play versus Tommy Henry at 65. Is a great play, pretty much, period. Trout's not bad either. Yordan and Kyle Tucker, lefty-lefty, that makes that quite enticing, hopefully for lower ownership. Adelis Garcia, all interesting plays here. Obviously, Acuna's the man, but if you're going below 5K, Jarren Duran's 49, gets on and runs wild. Spencer Steer and Great American at 47. We like that. Michael Harris at 46, a little bit cheaper Atlanta piece of the pie. Marcelo Zuna versus lefty at 45. Sign me up twice a day. Yes, yeah, so Zuna versus lefty is what you're looking for. You got Castellanos versus Corbin at 44. I prefer Ozuna, but both in play for you. Taylor Ward continues to mash. He's 4,300 bucks in tournaments. I can see that having some appeal. Chaz McCormick at 4K versus Bradford, but another lefty for, or a righty for Atlanta. Adam Duvall is 4K versus Tommy Henry, another big one to go to. Will Benson is 3,900 bucks versus Quintana. He'll hit ninth versus lefties, so still a good Great American small park play. And Will Benson, who's hitting everything hard right now. Going down cheaper now, Sal Frelick leading off from Milwaukee's 37. Don't love it, but I get it. I'd rather take a chance on Nelson Velasquez at 36 versus Fetty. Velasquez went deep on Thursday. Good GPP upside at that position at $3,600. Going down into the low threes now, Jackson Churio's 35. Wouldn't force it. MJ Melendez, he went deep on Thursday. He's 3,400 bucks. So getting some cheap Kansas City vibes here to face Fetty. That could be an angle to go with for some savings, we'll say. Going down cheaper now, if you think Nola's not going to do it, Eddie Rosario's 33, but I'm not looking to attack Aaron Nola on the slate at this point in time. Not attacking Strider either. We'll pass on that for darn sure. That'll be a no for me, dog. Going below 3K, though, not anything that exciting right now. So we'll have to wait and see some lineups again. Barroso of Arizona is 2K, but we're not looking to target Spencer Strider. So tough stuff. Not a ton of initial value. We will get them as lineups come out. Value will show up, but nothing crazy yet. So recapping your pitching, Strider's great at 11K, but I prefer Peralta at 93, Singer at 87, Crawford 84. If you need a punt, it's Griffin Canning. Nola's a tournament play, but like a single entry, give me Peralta and Singer in that matchup. And then stacking things up, you got Great American Small Park. I love the stack on both sides. Like, give me the Mets versus Hunter Green to be lower owned than the Reds versus Quintana. You got the Phillies versus Corbin, which will be awesome for sure. You got Atlanta versus Henry, which is awesome. I think the Royals versus Fede has some nice upside to it. And then you got Houston as well against Bradford. So lots of ways to go on this slate. If I'm doing a single entry, it's Peralta and Singer. And then you're stacking up maybe a couple like 2-2-3s or something. Like Royals value with some Braves and Mets would probably be where I'm looking, but we'll have to kind of see how lineups come out, see where things land and all things are said and done. But that'll do it, folks. New episode of the Quick Pitch or Quick Hits podcast is in the books. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Again, you can find me on Twitter at BDEntric. Got the Substack and other things going on. So go check all that out. But I hope you all have a great weekend. I'll catch you guys next week. This is MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, April 5th edition. I'm out.